Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell time at 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I expect that that's the way you tell time as well, Jay, right? Jay Kirshner looking at her watch, looking at the clock, looking at the wall, looking everywhere. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a radio program. Yes, it is. And then some, if you will, Doug and Jay, to peruse the items of the day that people are interested in, that matters, the events, the issues, the people. I guess this would be in, whether I classify this in the good news department or not. Certainly a lot of conversation yesterday and for the last couple of days about that 25-year-old teacher who was shot in the chest by the 6-year-old in Newport News, Virginia. Her actions are now, as they've been analyzed, being praised. She was a hero. Abigail Zwirner, her name at the...
Information coming out where she was shot. The bullet first went through her hand before hitting her chest.
She put her hand up, or she just had her hand. That might have slowed it down a little bit and helped her to survive.
Recover from this, yeah. And then she got all of her students out of the classroom safely. She was the last person out of the classroom.
Yep. So the police chief, his name is Drew Scott, says that the bullet went through her hand, hit her chest, but she didn't stop. As you have just, I'm just sort of underscoring the fact that she remained there to make sure that the students in her class would be safe. So the fact that she was able to evacuate that classroom before she took care of herself says a great deal about who she is. In a manner of, she was the last person out of the room. The police chief said she made sure everybody was out. While the armed child's actions seemed targeted toward her, who really knows, right, under the circumstance? The question is, who knows, right? There are all kinds of questions here. Who, where, what, why, how? A first grader in a classroom gets a firearm. Apparently he got it at home.
At home, they've confirmed that now.
Mother bought it legally, right? So, the faculty member who restrained this kid is also someone that probably needs to have a tip of the hat. Child is receiving treatment at a medical facility and then has to be brought before a judge this week. The police don't seem to know what to charge him with. I'd say attempted murder, thanks.
And, of course, this word that I feel like we've been hearing a lot over the past couple of years, unprecedented.
Unprecedented. That's an old, it has become a useless, worn-out phrase that has no meaning. It's like the biggest storm of the century, right? At Buffalo last year
was... an unprecedented situation.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Unreal is maybe a better one. What would be the word? Maybe that's a good question for our social media gang on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. What would you use? What word would you use to describe the situation of the 6-year-old with a gun shooting the teacher in the classroom? Is there a word that comes to mind that we can use that's better than some of the words that have been used by some of the news media? Speaking of the news media, man, they're all over this Biden classified document thing. Right? They can run, but they can't hide. That goes for Trump. It goes for Biden. It goes for anybody who's in there that's trying to take advantage of the situation. Although in this circumstance, even the Republicans think, see, they got him. He's just like Trump. Or they don't want to admit that Trump had classified documents. What really, the question here is, you know, I always like to ask a question around some of these things. What is the rule? What is the law? Mm-hmm. What is permitted?
Exactly.
And what
is that
it?
Never, why is that information never a part of the articles? And one of my big takeaways as I was reading this, and Doug, you and I have discussed, when you're looking at a story or an article, look at multiple sources. Don't just look at one story or article, because a lot of times it is opinion-based as well.
Yep.
Well, one of my big takeaways in reading different news platforms with this is that some are just saying there were classified documents. Some use quotations, say, quote-unquote, a small amount of classified documents.
Uh-huh.
And it's just the way that they're even differentiating the classified documents itself. Yeah, whether it was a small amount or there were documents or there were a bunch of documents. And it is fascinating that these journalists are allowed to do something like this. Just give the facts. Stop slugging in your agenda with that.
Watch News Nation. That's the only place you can get a fair shot at what the information is and what really is going on. That's in my estimation. MSNBC, Fox, they're all a waste of time. Newsmax. If you want to, it's like listening to your favorite music. Okay, you want to listen to the same old stuff over and over again. I thought it was interesting. Last night I did turn on, just kind of as I was heading to slumberland, the question, somebody had interviewed Trump, obviously. I'm sure that's the first thing all the reporters in Florida did. Let's go to Mar-a-Lago and find out what Trump says about Biden. Wow, look, this is going to be a big story. Let's get him. So Trump's question was, when is the FBI going to raid the many homes of Joe Biden? That's what he wants to know, so that he doesn't get the spotlight on him only.
And to the fact that this was found in an old office and not the Oval Office.
Right. Yes, right, exactly. Well, the Mar-a-Lago stuff, that's an old office as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that there's much value to any of this stuff. A lot of personal info apparently is... It wasn't found. They gave it up, if I'm correctly understanding what's going on. This is from the Obama-Biden era, not from the current presidency, right? And so
that's
Biden
my
is...
understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So is maybe the president allowed to have certain stuff like this, but a vice president is not, or a former president?
Who knows? And does
exactly.
it make a difference, really? Is it just you're trying to get, okay, let's go get him because they're after Trump?
Mm-hmm.
And are they after Trump legitimately, or is this just another witch hunt?
It's
just, that's question. More questions. Okay, want to have another question? Here's another question. Are you ready for another question?
Ready.
Damar Hamlin. How is he? Apparently he's doing a lot better. I don't.
Yeah.
Should I answer my own question, or should I let you answer it? Hey, Jay, how's Damar Hamlin doing?
Very well. Thank you for asking. He is in the next stage of his recovery. He's been discharged from the hospital. He gets to return to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. I think if I were wanting to recover, I wouldn't go to Buffalo. I think I'd want to go to Palm Springs. I want to go. Although Palm Springs is no great shakes this week either. Did you see that video?
California, my goodness.
Ellen shared a clip of the water near her home, and she's up in Montecito County. She's north of Los Angeles by 100 miles, I think almost 100 miles, and she lives where Oprah does and where Prince Harry does, and they're all having a look at what a dangerous storm can do to this area. This is a Twitter clip that I saw. She's standing in front of a bank, look like a hill, and the water you can see coming off of the hill, and there's a creek apparently right by her house that there's never any water in, but apparently now it's about 4 feet. No, wait a minute, 9 feet of water. And according to the weather folks out there, you could get another 2 to 3 feet. Those of you who are on the coast all the way down, looks like from Oregon, Washington, California, or Washington, if I'm doing it in order, Washington, Oregon, California. That's where, and up in Canada,
and
British Columbia.
Flooding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, there it is, that word
there
again.
It is again.
Got any words that have come in already on social media? Unprecedented flooding. Unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Unexpected. Although I think it was expected, right? It was one of those, you know, the weather forecasters got that right. And so, it's a good sign because there's need there for especially the last couple of years. Well, most of the time, frankly, you know, much time as I've spent, especially in the winter time in California. Looks like this winter I'm not going to spend as much time there as I want to. Maybe a little more than I did last year, and certainly more than I did the year before. It's you know, as an aside, one of the things that we pride ourselves with here is not being able to get. We're not stuck on one thing. I don't want to, you know. Okay, so the weather report is it's rainy, it's wet. There are mudslides. The PCH is going to get closed. That's what happens when there are these kind of storms. When it's so dry, the vegetation doesn't stick. Normally, in a place, wherever you go, wherever you travel, let's go further up the coast into Washington State and Oregon, where it's green. They have all that beautiful, you know, up on the border where all those big, the big old trees are. The vegetation holds. Because they have plenty of rain, they have plenty of deep roots, and so the vegetation holds up the banking and all of this stuff. It's not going to flow, but there's no, because it's so dry in Southern California. Southern California is a desert. Los Angeles was built on a desert. So these sorts of things happen, going to happen. So all those words that we're using, unprecedented, unusual, unreal, that's all nonsense if you understand what the history is of that area, all the way across from Southern California, through Bakersfield, out into Victorville, across into Arizona, that whole, pretty much most of the, well, the southern part of the state, Flagstaff's got some greenery. But then you go into New Mexico, same thing. You go beyond El Paso into really the southern areas, although Texas is not as bad. Actually, there are some parts of Texas that I've been to, Brownville, I'm thinking of that area, that has really nice pasture land, nice greenery. So it's not as you... Texas isn't like these other states. And so, anyway, the point is...
Texas is so different based on, depending on
where
you are, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a really very interesting, because such a big state, it has a wide opportunity to have different types of soil, different type of weather. It can be really hot in some places, and it can be really cold in other places. And it's all Texas. Welcome to Texas. All right, by the way, our main studio now is in Texas. James Collins is at the controls of our studio, doing a fine job for this January 10th. Here we are, one-third of the way through the first month of 2023. How about that, boys and girls? And it is 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends to 11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you want to save money and start the year right, Staples has you covered.
I need everything to restock my business. File folders, break room supplies, even business cards.
Staples has you covered with big savings on everything you need for your home or office. And now at Staples, rewards members get $30 back via Staples store bonus when they spend $100. That's $30 to use toward everything from ink to tech. Save big right now at Staples, the working and learning store. Rewards members only. Store bonus redeemable in-store only. Offer ends 1/21.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here as we fight the battle of truth decay with a well-rounded overview, if I do say so myself, of things that are trending, including celebrity news on social media. And first up today in that department, at least in this hour, is a focus on Rihanna. You know, she's going to do the Super Bowl halftime show. And so we're going to find out in a new moment. In a new moment? Yes, well, it will be a new moment. We have a new uniform in a moment to discuss for the Super Bowl after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. Sounds like typical Rihanna fare. Jay, yes, would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I am so excited for the halftime show at Super Bowl 57 with Rihanna. She is going to be amazing.
All right, well, it's a month away still, almost a month away. She kicked things off, though, this past weekend by dropping a themed Savage X Fenty merch. What is all that stuff? It's the merchandising.
Savage X Fenty, it's her line. She dropped some merch that's Super Bowl inspired. So there are sweatpants and 57 beanies. You have varsity jerseys. And, yeah.
They're pretty damned expensive. Good Lord, look at this.
Yeah,
$113 for a jersey?
But they are made well. They are soft.
Yeah, but that's still, that's using. These sweatpants are probably made in a sweatshop, and they cost $10 to make, maybe. and they're selling for $100. I think that's, she doesn't get paid though. One of the things that comes out of, and I'm not necessarily legitimizing it or saying, oh yeah, that's okay because you're not getting paid. The exposure that you get for doing is worth a whole lot of money for doing this show, this halftime show. Look at all the attention that's paid to the halftime show, as in us talking about it right now and all the people who have done it over the years. The people fight about doing it, in fact. I want to do it next year. No, you can't. I will do it next year, and that sort of thing. Anyway, I still think looking at these jerseys and what they cost, it's pretty damned outrageous. But people will buy it because it's Rihanna. They feel like if they put it on, they're closer to Rihanna.
Well, and
right?
The Nike brand makes a lot of money. Yeah,
of course it does.
She brings in a lot because it started off as lingerie and it's all inclusive sizes and then went out into PJs and leisure wear. She has her Fenty Beauty and.
Mm-hmm. You're in the
even prior to
on,
Super Bowl
up.
Stuff, it's been what?
Do you have any Rihanna stuff? Fess up.
I don't, no.
No.
I would like a pair of the sweatpants, though.
Really? Maybe as a gift?
Yeah. Are you looking for a Christmas gift still for me?
Yeah, listen, why not? Early Christmas present, early birthday present? Yeah, that'd be all right. I wouldn't know how to go about getting it, though. What would you have to do? Go to her website?
I will send you a link.
Send me a link.
Link inside.
That's very subtle. Thank you, Jay. That's fabulous, yes.
No, thank you, Doug.
Oh, you're welcome, Jay. It certainly is my pleasure. Anytime. Super Bowl Sunday, and the game, one wonders, well, you know, I do this. I sound like a broken record when it comes to football and that stuff, so I'll just stop now at 28 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. As powerful storms continue to drench California, a 5-year-old boy was swept away by floodwaters Monday on the state's central coast. Tens of thousands of people remain without power, and some schools are closed for the day. Brian McGrath on CNN Tuesday morning is with the Ventura County Fire Department.
Numerous rescues today, approximately 19 swift water rescue calls.
Although the rainfall has lightened up, it does not mean you can let your guard down just yet.
However, the rain on the hillsides, the rain in the mountains, that water still needs to get through those waterways and gets back out to the ocean and to our reservoirs.
Football player DeMar Hamlin said he returned to Buffalo on Monday with a lot of love in his heart. Dr. William Knight in Cincinnati confirmed DeMar is doing well, and this is the beginning of his next stage of recovery. Georgia Bulldogs are the best in the land, beating TCU 65-7 last night. Lance Pryde, USA News.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
At the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday the 10th. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here gracing us with her presence, her thought, her wit, her charm. Isn't it amazing? My heart goes flippity-flop-flop when I hear some of the things that come out of her mouth. Kind of like pink. Pink is the color. You ever use the color to describe your thoughts? Or your actions.
On occasion, color. I have before. I find words to be hard, and I'm trying to explain. A lot of times, I'll use gray in the sense of it's almost like I'm looking through allergy eyes, or everything is just kind of like murky and gray, and I'm trying to not so much the emotion of it, but it's like I'm trying to find my way through murky waters, gray waters, to get to what I'm saying, as in that moment right there.
There's a song that came out of the 60s called Ebony Eyes, and I thought about that as you were explaining. Go to the color pink, shall we? Mm-hmm. Story about something that really was important in Philadelphia. A doctor who was wearing a pink mummer's costume saved a fan's life at the Eagles game in Philadelphia. This, again, if you know the Mummers Parade that goes on in the beginning of every year, that's a big thing. I remember when I was working at WCAU in Philadelphia, and the numbers parade went on. It was always a big time. I never, it was kind of weird. At least I thought it was, but it's a Philadelphia thing. So the doctor is Vincent Basile. He was wearing a pink dress and face paint. Spotted somebody calling for help during the game. And so his partner hits him on the shoulder and said, "Hey, there's this fellow laying on the ground over there." This fellow was a doctor at the Einstein Medical Center. He saw this man. He was bleeding, actually, and turning blue, speaking of colors, blue in the face.
Oof.
He wasn't moving. He wasn't even breathing. So the doctor joined a nurse who was also there, trying to help this fellow out. He says, you know, he's an emergency medicine doctor, so he's right there, knows what to do. It was interesting because of the outfit he had on.
Mm-hmm.
Had to convince everybody he was a doctor. I'm a doctor!
Yeah, I know I don't look like it right now, but I swear
right.
I am an emergency medicine. But he was an ER doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he performed CPR on this fellow for a couple of minutes, and then the patient regained consciousness. Wow, there's a surprise for you, right? You wake up and see this guy in pink. Have I gone to heaven or where am I? Am I really waking
up?
With all
the face paint and everything.
Right, exactly. Where am I? But anyway, the good news is this fellow is alive. And that was something that, you know, came about as a result of somebody quick on their mm-hmm. feet, if you will. We were talking about the situation with all this stuff in schools, and I noticed that my school, my town, Framingham, Mass., is going to special education schedules. They're going to be teaching children in this new program. The reason I'm telling you the story is because I wonder whether you'd want your child to participate in this. Is a voluntary learning program. It's not officially required, but it's aimed at giving youngsters information about what to happen if something bad happens. And I don't know whether it's, I guess that's my question, whether it's a good idea to give youngsters in elementary school info on this. After all, this whole thing that we're talking about now that happened with a six-year-old youngster is early.
Wonderful if it is correctly done, or properly done, I should say, because you don't want to instill fear. It better safe than sorry. Better to have this knowledge and not need to use it than not have that knowledge in a case where you need to use it. But also you don't want these kids to automatically think that something is going to happen.
Yeah.
Or, on the flip side, give any ideas.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's like you don't know. I think that's why I'm chuckling, because I don't know what I would think if my 8-year-old grandson was in a class like that. He's a very sensitive youngster, and so is this going to be something that bothers him? To the point where it's so distracting, it's distressful. That's the call. That is the call.
I think that I would want my son to do it, but I would also want to be a parent volunteer that is a part of it, so I can know what was going on, because I can't helicopter parent if I'm not present.
Yeah. You think being a helicopter parent's a good idea?
That was a joke, but...
Oh, okay. Just checking.
But it's not a horrible idea.
No, it isn't a bad idea. Speaking of jokes... Bada bada boom. Here's the latest from Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who apparently used a Dr. Dre song to tout her political prowess. And here's Dr. Dre singing, but not for long.
Yeah, this one's just the instrumental version.
Yeah, this is, all right.
Yeah,
so,
this was the one she used, too. She didn't use any lyrics. But regardless, this beat is pretty identifiable with
Dr. Dre. Right, okay. So she was going through the halls of Congress, flexing the fact that she helped to get Kevin McCarthy elected as House Speaker. Oh, aren't I great? Here I am. So in this video, Jay, you see her walking around and feeling herself.
Mm-hmm. From Donald Trump.
Oh, yes.
Well, the beat was never greenlit from Dr. Dre or his team. And so they reached out to Twitter to ask her to pull it down, and then Twitter locked her out and everything. And she even came out and said, Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and said that she appreciates the creative chord progression, but she would never use his words against violence against women or police officers or glorifying the thug life and the drug life and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
so Dr. Dre
still used it. And
yeah.
Is it one of those things that we've seen this a lot from musicians where politicians especially will use somebody's song. It's a song that they like, or it might be an artist they like, and the artist comes out and they're like, I don't want you using that because I don't agree with your politics, or I don't want to be part of anything you stand for. But is it one of those things of you're not guilty by association just because somebody else is a fan of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep. He said, by the way, Dr. Dre said, I don't license my music to politicians, especially somebody as divisive and hateful as this one. So, yeah, I'm not a fan of her collaboration here in the slightest.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Now, she didn't actually produce this video with that song, and she just posted it to, say, Instagram stories or something. She could easily take this song because it would be licensed to mm-hmm. Instagram and then still use that song, and then it's not, she wouldn't have to really worry about the license because then it would be a quote unquote real, R-E-E-L. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yes, I do know.
It's such a slippery slope, and would he have come for her then?
So she says, while I appreciate the creative progression, I would never play your words of violence against women and police and your glorification of the thug life. And so I'm not a fan of Dr. Dre's either, frankly. I don't see. But there's, you know, there's a cup of coffee for everybody, right? There's a flavor of ice cream for everybody. Speaking of Twitter, Bob Saget's wife, Kelly, making sure the world remembers her husband on the anniversary of his death. She took to Instagram, posting a series of pictures and videos, writing, 1 year. My God, has it been a year since he died? Good
yeah.
God. Woo! Anyway, so she says, how could I not have talked or seen my loving husband in a whole year? She's asking the same question. Mm-hmm. It's surreal. She writes, I've accepted the reality. Still seems unreal when I see photos or videos of him so full of life. So she sent a direct tweet to Elon Musk asking for Bob Saget's Twitter account, that has 2 million followers, by the way, get verified because he was no longer verified. Apparently, Bob Saget liked to use Twitter a lot. And so she asked him if it could be done. So what did Elon Musk do in return?
Well, nothing yet. His
knowledge?
Bob Saget's, it's still not verified. And people who had that blue check mark, some of them still do, some of them don't. And there is that notification where if you click on the blue check mark, it says verified account. This is a legacy verified account. It may or may not be notable, meaning it was verified during a time that Elon Musk says was not a good verification process, but yet he's going to allow people to pay a subscription and get that verified status. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are going to lose that, but they've started a gold verification, so it's a little gold. It's just like the blue one, but it's gold instead, and it says that this
color,
is
here we are
account
into the color zone again
on Twitter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of color, the Golden Globes are back, aren't they? On is it tomorrow
yeah,
night
this evening? Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can remember I saw the promo for it. Will you watch it? After all the hoopla?
I am really hoping that I am in bed and asleep by then. So it'll be good news if I miss it. But if I'm awake, I will be watching it. I will definitely be up early to see what I missed if I miss it.
I like to see the stars. I like to see who they're talking to, who they're sitting with, the action interaction.
Yeah.
Even though it's just kind of a gossipy.
The SAG Awards are much better for that.
Oh,
I feel
okay.
Like the SAG Awards, they all let their hair down a little bit more. They have a lot more fun because the SAG Awards, they're actually voting for each other rather
Screen
than
Actors Guild.
Different academies or the fans
yeah.
or anything.
Right. And so in light of the discussion about the SAG Awards and the Golden Globes, the People's Choice, all this other stuff, and Twitter, I noticed that on Twitter there's a thread about Mel Gibson, who was supposed to be the grand marshal of a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans, but because there have been threats to the parade and the organizers because of his past anti-Semitic stuff, he's pulled out, or they told him he couldn't do it, One, I'm not sure whether he pulled out or whether they said, okay, you're done. We don't need this. This announcement was made over the weekend. The extravaganza when the Mardi Gras starts, when Lent starts, right? It's like the Tuesdays or the Tuesday before. I've forgotten when it, Michelle, but it's just before Lent starts. It's a big deal down.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because that's like it's that Tuesday before a lot of people will start their fasting.
Yeah. Or I'm looking at a picture of Mel Gibson. Man, does he look old? And he looks worse.
Like 67. Mm-hmm.
67. But he smoked so much in his life, lived a tough. You look at his face and you can see he looks 80, to me anyway. It'd be interesting to see, because they're doing another Lethal Weapon movie, he and Danny Glover, how they look, how they clean them up. I bet they'll put a little bit of color in his hair, make him shave, that kind of stuff. But it's just, anyway.
Unless they want them to look older, because that famous line that Danny Glover's character always says, I'm too old for this, expletive deleted.
Yeah, right, that's, he said, I think he said that in the first movie. That was the first one.
All of them.
Right, as he said in all of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, well, anyway. So this is, I look at that stuff and I think to myself, does it really matter? I guess it does to some. That's why there's the buzzerai about it, right? Much as anything else. There's a lot of noise about that sort of thing. Speaking of noise, every day, maybe that's a bad sequitur, that should be a non-sequitur, referring to what happens on the Good Day program after the program is off. You know, one thing, you can hear the program all day long, every day at gooddayshow.com, and if you want the highlights, we post them, or I shouldn't say we, Jay posts them every day, the Good Day download, the most recent one focusing on McCarthy taking the Speaker of the House job, then Haley Bieber's PTSD stuff. A lot of talk about people like Ron Jeremy also is featured. You want to hear that? Check it out at gooddayshow.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Was that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. and it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time now for Farm, Food, and Family, celebrating National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. I don't celebrate it because I don't want bittersweet chocolate, but those of you who like it, I was at a special store last night because I'm going to be kind of locked down for a week or so, so I stocked up on chocolate, and I didn't pick any. Jay, no, none of the bittersweets that were being offered.
White chocolate did you get?
I got white chocolate, I got milk chocolate, I got these little balls, the raisins that are covered with chocolate, you know, that kind of stuff, yogurt covered.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the question here is whether or not you knew that in the old days, back in ancient, well, we call it ancient, 6,000-7,000 years ago, bittersweet chocolate was used as a medicine to treat a wide variety of diseases. Of course it was, because chocolate's good for you. Don't let anybody tell you chocolate is bad for you, because it's not.
Unless chocolate's, it's white chocolate.
That's good.
Would you come on? It's not really chocolate.
Chocolates are popular all over the world because they're unique and intense in terms of how what it tastes like. Flavor is yum.
Mm-hmm.
They use it in all sorts of chocolate confections, all kinds of desserts. Some people think it's even better when it's eaten as it is. I'm not one of those people, but listen, everybody has different tastes, right?
Yeah.
I like the
dark chocolate, just pop it right in.
You like that, yeah. So happy National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. 35% cocoa liquor, cocoa butter. How about that? This is bittersweet chocolate, can be used in a milk, right? Bittersweet chocolate milk, bittersweet chocolate milk, all kinds of things you can do with
this. Wouldn't that take away from it? Because bittersweet chocolate has no milk. And you put it into the milk.
That's it. Yeah, they put it in there and then it comes back again. That's why it tastes good, right? So this goes back 1500 BC, the earliest known use of the seeds that produce the cacao seed for chocolate. The Indians, the Olmec Indians, grew the bean. Then they traveled to Spain. Yeah, about 3,000 years later, Columbus brought it to Spain, and then he brought it to Central America. And then by the 1580s, Spain, Italy, France, other European countries that were trying to take over Central America like the rest of the Europeans brought the chocolate, the cacao, and the demand grew in Europe because of its, you know, the yummy part of it. Chocolate pies, first produced in 1847 by Bristol Company Fry and Son in England. The first chocolate bars. So the predecessor to Hershey's was Bristol, the Bristol Fry Company. Recall of the day. This does not happen to be a food, but it does happen to be important. All models of Rock and Play sleepers. 4.5 million of them have been recalled because 8 youngsters have died in these doggone things. Fatalities have occurred. Infants rolling over from their back to their stomach.
When they're not strapped in. So doesn't that sound like user error?
Yeah.
Over More than, with the actual...
Right. I wonder what the directions say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Yep. But anyway, it's something to note. It's illegal to sell or distribute the recalled sleepers. But then Jay asks a good question. Is it because they are improperly made, or is it because they are improperly used? And as it's explained here, because there are 100 deaths that have been reported, Fisher-Price says that some of the reports, they've been unable to confirm the circumstances. And maybe that's the question, right? How are they being used?
Yeah, and the initial recall happened back in 2019. They have to keep reannouncing this.
They're doing
people
it.
Keep buying them on third-party sellers like Facebook Marketplace,
Amazon,
and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, here's some good news for farmers. I don't like John Deere. Never liked John Deere. No matter what product you have from John Deere, I have found over the years, because I've owned a few John Deere tractors on my farm, they are miserable to deal with. I don't understand how they are as popular as they are. I've never had good luck with anything, except I had a flail chopper once that was a John Deere, and most people don't even know what that is. But other than that, so John Deere has been pelted with all kinds of anger from farmers. Hell, why don't you just go buy a tractor from somebody else? But anyway, Farm Bureau Federation is having its annual convention, and so apparently the leaders of the Farm Bureau have gone to John Deere, and they got them to sign a memorandum of understanding that will make it easier for you, the farmer, to fix your own equipment. The outrage this has created, the only reason they're making this is because it's hurt their sales, as well it should have. So anyway, right to repair, as far as John Deere is concerned, if you got every other kind of equipment, you don't have to worry about it because you have their cooperation. Food for thought, farm, food, and family, 59 after the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.